You have your Bibles this morning. We ask you to turn your reading and mind and attention to the gospel according to St. Luke. St. Luke, the 7th chapter, and I will be reading 7 verses out of the 7th chapter of St. Luke, beginning at verse 1. If you had 33 Psalms marked, keep it because we're going there too. Hallelujah. The gospel according to St. Luke, found in the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 1, you will find these words. Now, when he had ended all his saying in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. Supporting scripture coming from the 33rd Psalms, verses 6 through 9. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as an heap. He laid up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. On the basis of those verses, we ought to use a thought or subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, all you need is a word from the Lord. All you need is a word from the Lord. He's worthy of the praises this morning. And we ought to every now and then just want to worship him. Just worship him for being God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to worship God. Hallelujah. Worship him for who he is. See, we praise him for what he do. And it's easy to praise him. Because he woke you up this morning. He feeds you when you get hungry. He makes a way out of no way. But when you can just worship him for who he is, he's God Almighty, King of Kings. And he's worthy this morning. You might not feel worthy to praise him, but don't let the devil fool you this morning. You got a right this morning to praise our God. Hallelujah. All you need this morning is a word from the Lord. You don't need to hear from Cade this morning, but what you need is a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. There's power in that word. There is deliverance in the word of God. If you had a bad week or if you had a sad night, there's joy in the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I wonder, do we realize what a blessing it is just to be able to tell God thank you? There are some loved ones that even as we speak right now, laid on the bed of affliction, cannot say a mumbling word. Songwriter said if they could just wave their hand, then the Lord our God, who is all-knowing and all-powerful, even in the wave, knows what you're asking him for. Even in the wave, he knows when you worship him. He knows when you're praising him. And we, just a small group of his children, have assembled ourselves one more time. I hope we realize that it's only by the grace and the mercy of God that we have been given this opportunity to praise and worship him. Worship him for who he is and for all that he is doing in our lives. I count it a blessing this morning just to be here and to be amongst the living. I count it a blessing to be a servant of the Most High God. And I dare not take it for granted that God has given me this privilege to stand this morning with a reasonable portion of health and strength and a somewhat sound mind, with a desire to do what God would have me to do despite myself. And I'm instructed through and by the word of God that in all things to give thanks. So that lets us know this morning that in everything that you might be going through, God is still worthy of the praise. All of those heartbreaking moments, all of those mind-boggling experiences or situations that you have encountered in the process of living. Remember that Jesus said, in this life, ye shall have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. So to the people of God this morning, I say to you that there is nothing you may be going through that God cannot bring you through. I heard someone say that if God bring you to it, he's able to carry you through it. David said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why am I not afraid, David? Because God is with me. Anybody know that you got God with you? Understand this morning that that same conviction, this same assurance that you know that you know that you know that you got God, not only in the sanctuary, but when you're outside these walls, you got to know of a surety that you got God. When you travel up and down the dangerous highways, you got to know of a surety that you got God. When that body of yours began to deteriorate and fall apart, then you ought to know that you still got God. I'm reminded of a song, Alexander, that said, this old building keeps on leaning, but my soul, it got to move. There was a time when you were able to stand erect, strong and tall. Backbone was straight. But time has made you curl over a little bit. Time has made you get in a position where you used to be instamatic and throw your hands up. But time makes you creep them up. And sometimes you got to pray, Lord, help me lift up my hands. Anybody ever been down and out and couldn't even hardly lift up your hand? Then don't take it for granted the opportunity that God has given you this day. All around us in the world today, there's sickness on every hand. You cannot pinpoint where it come from or why did it happen. You can't get caught up in self-pity and begin to wonder, Lord, why me? Why not you? I found through the word of God that when you are weak, that's when he makes you strong. When you don't know the way, that's when he teaches you, I am the way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Am I in this house all by myself this morning? Anybody know him as a way maker this morning? Glory, glory, glory. You got to know this morning that you can't make it through the gate without going by the master. The master teacher stands there. And the master teacher says that when you get burdened and heavy laden, he said, come, come to me. Then you know what he says? He says that I will give you rest. Anybody in here ever get tired? You can get physically tired to the degree to where it'll hurt everything in your body. Your back will hurt, your leg will hurt, your head will hurt. Anybody just been hurting? Anybody want to get rid of some of your hurt? All you need is a word from the Lord. That's what I come to tell you this morning. When hurt comes, call on the Lord. You call the doctor, he going to set you an appointment. Hallelujah. I don't care whether you've been hurting all night long. The doctor book might be full. And the doctor just might tell you it's going to be 2 weeks down the road before I can see you. But now what are you going to do in the meantime? Doctor, 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 I'm hurting right now, doctor. What am I going to do? All you need to do, get a word from the Lord. Oh, I'm feeling this morning. I'm trying to help somebody in here this morning. Stop worrying about things that you can't do nothing about. And thank God for the thing that you're able to change in your life. Even though you might be going through, I come to encourage you to keep on praying, to keep on trusting, and to get your own relationship with God. See, we can point the finger and say, well, he did it because of this. She did it because she got it going on. She don't have to worry about taking care of one thing or another. She got a good husband. He feeds her and he takes care of her and give her everything she needs. Don't be a player hater. If you didn't pick the right one, don't hate the one that got somebody. We gotta understand what God's will is for our lives. And so many things that happen in our life, we might bring upon ourselves, but we got to know that God is still a deliverer. God is still a forgiving God. God is still one that can do anything but fail. The word of God, even if we cannot read the word of God, there is no excuse this morning. Because the Bible declares in Romans 10 and 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, I'm not saying believe everything you hear. You know you can't do that already. But you got to try the Spirit by the Spirit. When you're not able to read it for yourself, you just ask God, Lord, is this for me or is it not for me? Don't take everybody's word for your soul's salvation. Everybody that talks to you don't have your best interest at heart. Everybody, doesn't matter whether they're in the church house or on the street block, everybody don't have your goodwill intended. There are some folk that want to see you down and want you to stay down. There are some folk that can't remember or can't recall when they were nothing but a wretch undone. See, there are some folk that forgot about that God forgave them of all the wrong that they've done and blessed their very soul. Anybody in here remember this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus, when you were lost in a world of sin. But God looked beyond your faults. So you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest and be true and let the world know I done did some wrong in my life. The Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You going to help me preach this? Oh, glory. We going to have church this morning. I feel it down in the depths of my soul this morning, Darrell. God been too good to us. And God wants us to start getting up off of our stool or do nothing. So
Some of us act like we got cement pressed into our butt. We can't get up for nothing. But it's time to pry yourself loose. Get up off that stool and find something to do for the Lord this morning. And God-fearing believers, the most important thing for us to know is the word of God. That is the guideline for the people of God to live by. You don't know how to live if you don't know the word of God. You don't know how to act if you hadn't been in the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So let us not get it all twisted. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. David said, let thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He will lead you and light your way if you let him. His word will always stand. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. God's word must be the master of our lives. God's word is our very existence, and we must be under control by his word. As we look here in the 33rd Psalms, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord. Oh, ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. See, God gets excited when we praise him. God is happy when we lift up holy hands. Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. See, sometimes folk want you to hush. Sometimes they want you to whisper. Sometimes they don't want you to make a lot of noise. But I want to let you know this morning, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's all right to make some noise. It's all right to holler out to God. Anybody want to holler this morning? All you got to do, open up your mouth. Anybody holding your tongue? Open your mouth and tell God thank you. Somebody ought to thank God this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. They tell me that somebody's gone to the dog, but let me tell you something. The world has not gone to the dog. Some of the people that start acting like dogs, they done gone to the dog. But trees are still trees. Flowers are still flowers. The bird of the air still flying around. Oh, y'all don't want to help me. I'm going to preach it anyhow. Brother Woods, I got a preaching spirit this morning. And I got to let go and let God have his way. By the word of the Lord, were the heavens made and all the hosts of them that breathe out of his mouth. Do you remember back in Genesis when he said, let there be light. And there was light. All God had to do was speak the word. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in the storehouses. He let the earth fear the Lord, and all the inhabitants of the world stood in awe of him. The Bible says, for he spake, and it was done. All God had to do was say the word, and whatever needed to be done was done. I stopped by to tell somebody that it's time for us to speak a word. We got to speak the word of the Almighty God. Know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. I feel my help now. I'm not going to mess around with you now. I'm going to preach this thing like God gave it to me. I thank God this morning for another day to stand on the throne. I thank God for this opportunity to tell you about a man, a centurion, a Roman soldier that had a whole lot of folk up under him. The Bible said that there was almost 100 men that was under his rule. But one day one of his servants got sick. He was almost about to die. When you love your loved one, you try to get him some help. I thank God for somebody that prayed for me a long time ago. But I'm not concerned about me this morning. I'm concerned about you, 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 and all of you. Do you know that God is on your side? I thought about to tell somebody, all you need is a word from the Lord. The Bible says, how can we preach unless we be sent by God. We got to hear what thus said the Lord thy God. I heard the Lord say one day that everything gonna be all right. I stopped by to tell somebody that this centurion loved his servant so much that I want to get you some help. I heard that Jesus is coming down the road. Would you go by and get Jesus to come and see about me? I want you to go and tell that Jesus that I got a servant that is about to die. Tell him to come and see about him. Well, now the one that went to get the servant, that went out to get Jesus, the Bible said, the man gave them some special instructions. Said, when you get there, tell Jesus, I said, that I'm not worthy of him coming up under my roof. I'm not even worthy to come in his very presence. I can't come to him and ask him anything. I feel unworthy to talk to the Lord. But if the Lord our God, if he just say in a word, do you hear what I'm saying this morning? The man of God was not one that believed all the things that we might believe, but he had been converted along the way. He didn't act like the other Roman soldiers, but he had the grace of God down on the inside. Think about it. He had a servant under his rule, but he loved that servant so much, he tried to get the servant some help. When you love with the Christ love, you are trying to help somebody along the way. He said, go get Jesus and tell him all about my friend. Tell him my friend is about to die. I need him to stop by and see about him. I'm not worthy for him to come, but I believe down in the depths of my heart that if he would just speak the word, he don't have to be here in the body. You see, some folk believe that you got to have somebody to lay hands on you. But I thank God for a power that can be way over yonder. And all he has to do is say the word. God can say the word and things will happen in our life. I thank God that one day God said the word. Said, I'm going to die one day. I'm going to be put down in the grave. But on the third day, I'm going to get up. And after I get up, I'm going to have all power. And all you got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm reminded when he sat up in the upper room and he shared with the disciples, I'm going to leave you one day. God said in a word, take my bread that I've given thanks for and eat this, for this is the body of Christ. God said in a word, take this cup that I give you. It's the blood of the New Testament, and it will give you life everlasting. God said in a word, all you need this morning is to speak a word in your life. If you got something that you're going through, all you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. All you need this morning is a word from the Lord. If you got a problem in your life, look for a word from the Lord. If you're sick down in your body, there's a word in the Bible that'll tell you that he healeth all of your diseases. There's a word in the Bible where Jesus said, by thy stripes are ye healed. Any believers in the house? Anybody been down and out and they knew that God said the word? Said, get up off that bed. Everything gonna be all right. You gotta speak that word when you're closed in and backed up against the wall. Tell the devil you are a liar and you can't keep me down. Because God said in a word that I'm gonna get out and try on the wings of the air. I'll fly away and be at rest this morning. All you need is a word from the Lord. I know we got some folk in the house that got sickness in your body and you don't know about all the pain that you're experiencing. But I come to tell somebody that if you get a word from the Lord, the word from God will tell you that I got everything under control this morning. I got you in my hand. And as long as you're in my hand, no man can pluck you out. So all you got to do is speak the word. When you feel like you can't bear the pain, in the name of Jesus, get out of my body. In the name of Jesus, I shall be healed. In the name of Jesus, I am that I am. Anybody know who you are? Who do you belong to? Do you have joy? unspeakable joy. All you need is a word from the Lord. You don't need me to call you up. You don't need me to waste your time. But what you need this morning is a word from the Lord. When God sends you a word, it just might be. It just might be a quiet whisper. He may not raise his voice to the thunderer, but he can speak a word. And sometimes it's just like a whisper. Because when you get weak, you can't hear like you normally hear. When you get weak, you can't call on him with all of your strength, but you can whisper, oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. God is not my brother, but it's me. It's not my neighbor, but it's me. I got problems in my life. Lord, I need to hear from you. You see, we have been convinced that God is so far away. But I stopped by to tell somebody, he's just as near as I am to my brother. The way that I'm hitting his knee, God is already in that knee. God is inside of us. And every now and then, you know what happened? Last night, I laid over. I slumbered and I slept. But my God, watched over me. And early, early this morning, I opened up my eyes and I saw a brand new day. And I said, thank you! Thank you! Anybody want to praise him? Somebody want to give him some praise? Just a word. Just a word. Just a word from the Lord. It'll make everything. It'll make everything all right. All you need is a word from the Lord. God spoke the word and it was done. It was done. He don't have to go back and redo nothing. He don't do a test run. But when he do it right the first time. You know how sometimes we say, well, this time when I get saved, I'm going to do it right. Well, I question, how did you get saved in the first place? Because if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and got up on that third day, that is what brought you your salvation. You can't get it right. All you have to do is surrender yourself to the Lord this morning. All you need is a word from the Lord. Every one of those words in those 66 books of the Bible is from the Lord. And that is our instruction and our guideline.